everybody, and welcome to Heartbeat. I guess this is a collection of some of my thoughts lately. I've been journaling and reading about the Trinity, the three-in-one God that we worship. Such a mystery. You know, it was written, the greatest revealed mystery of the Christian faith. God of the Bible is a communion of three divine persons in one divine nature. Three persons in one. In the Old Testament, it spoke very much more of the oneness of God. But in the New Testament, more has been revealed about the three persons, the nature of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Each is unified and has a particular part to play within this triune God. The three are one, but the three also have three natures. God the Father is the author, and this comes from Philip Keller. God the Father is the author, the originator of all that exists. It was in his mind first that all took shape. God the Son, our Saviour, is God the artist, the creator of all that exists. And he brought into being all that has been originally formulated in his Father's mind. God the Holy Spirit is God, the agent who presents these facts to both my mind and my spiritual understanding, so that they become both real and relative to me as an individual. So you have God the Father, who is the author, the planner. You have God the Son, who created, was the artist and the savior of us. And you have God the Spirit, who presents to our mind and our spirits the mind of God. This beautiful relationship of the three in us is often described as the Father with his children. Bring the children to me, I love them. A shepherd with his sheep, Jesus the shepherd, who goes out and looks after the lost, chases the lost, the one that is lost, even out of the 99 that maybe aren't. That we are his sheep. And the Spirit that flows and dwells within us. Jesus spoke about, I and the Father are one. He spoke about, when I go to the Father, I will now send the Holy Spirit, part of the God, the three in one. All of this was conceived in the mind of God our Father, the planner, but made possible and practical through the work of Christ. His sacrifice made us worthy. His sacrifice told us the worth of us from the Father, by the Son, and with the Holy Spirit. They told us, the three told us, we are of worth. The Father says, I am sending my Son because you are of worth to me. I love you that much. I will sacrifice my Son for you. And then I will send the dwelling of the Holy Spirit to live with you forever. He confirmed and made real in me, in you, through the agency of the gracious Holy Spirit, to live, to follow God, Jesus. The Holy Spirit gives us the courage and the strength and the ability to do this, the guidance. You know, in Genesis, if we go to the first book, in Genesis 1, verses 1 to 3, And let us read it and see the three in one, even from the beginning. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. You know, you see it also in John's gospel, where he talks about in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was Jesus. So we have the Father speaks. Firstly, John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word, Jesus, was with God, but he also was God. Because it's the three in one, you can't split them up. They are, in many ways, separate entities within this oneness. A mystery. How do I explain it? He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all the people. So the Father speaks, the Son is spoken, and the Spirit hovers above the waters, above everything that the Father and the Son do. The Lord revealed himself as one, I am. He told Moses, I am. There is no other. And as God walked with his people, he then revealed more to us. He told the people of the Old Testament, I'm sending my son. The Messiah is coming. I am sending him to save you. Now, they had a different impression of what this Savior would be. God already told us there was going to be the Son sent. And then the Son shares more about the Spirit, revealing to us the three in one. Such a mystery. But so encompassing too. I don't fully understand it. But I just have a knowing. I know what I know. I read what I read. I see the truth. God has revealed this to us. Many others would read this and not understand, but the Holy Spirit reveals to us the truth of the Word. I desire more. And I'm sure as the Lord walks with more of his people, he may decide to reveal more to us. But he does want to reveal more of his love to us, of his truth to us, of who he is, of us knowing him. To know him is just wonderful. The more I walk with my husband in our marriage, I truly know him. I know when he sighs what it means. I know when he stands up and walks out of a room. I sometimes know what that means. I truly start to learn to know him, and I desire to love him more. I desire, in many ways, to serve him more out of my love for him. And way more is that for my God. This God who from the beginning knew we would fall. And from the beginning had not plan B, it was always plan A. He knew we would fall, and he was ready to send his son. He knew. He knew we would need the Holy Spirit to continue in this life. He's God. He knows what I'll do tomorrow. He knows what I thought in the past. He knows what I'm doing right now. He's God. Three in one. Such a mystery. But one day all will be revealed. It says all will be revealed when we are one day with him in paradise. Can't wait. Can't wait. But meanwhile, while I'm here, I desire to read about him more, to learn about him more. I've got so many books I want to read. I don't have enough time to read. So then I say, Lord, what do you want me to read today? What do you desire me to learn today? How can I follow you better today? Because truly it is all about him. It's not me. It's not my intellect. It's not how many books I've read. It's how much have I loved him. So such a mystery. But maybe this mystery of the three in one will get you to look for him more, to pray to him more, that the Holy Spirit will reveal himself and his love to you more. And that's the prayer on my heart, that our God would be gracious and use the Holy Spirit to reveal more of the Father and the Son in our life. May that be a prayer for all of us. Thanks for listening.